Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the shores of Malibu, where the waves are pumping, to the Great Wall of China, and back to the streets of Jacksonville, Florida, where the UFC is coming. We are live. This is It's Time Radio, the show where we talk about what you think about, but may be afraid to voice. Do not worry. We will voice it for you. We talk about everything on It's Time. President Trump, politics, COVID-19, sex, drugs, rock and roll. It's No Holds Barred Radio, folks. And I'm here with my co-host, TJ DeSantis, and my other longtime, part-time co-host, Sammy Phillips. Oh my God, Sammy, are you going to the beach today? Because you're kind of like rocking and shaking over there.
No, honey, I'm still in isolation, but I have a really nice backyard. So I live in California. That's all I need to say.
Well, I think you're showing that to the world, and the world's going to appreciate Miss Sammy Phillips, the ever, ever effervescent, ever interesting, ever exciting, ever sensual Sammy Phillips. Here she is, folks. Now let's begin. Let the games begin. Okay, Sammy, it's great to have you on the show. There's been a lot of developments in the last week, as there is every day with the whole COVID-19 situation, the protocol, the stay-at-home measures. We're going to go into that, but let me talk right now. We'll give a current update here. United States confirmed cases, 1.2 million plus deaths, 71,000 recoveries, 162,000 worldwide, 3.6 million deaths, 253,000 recovered, over a million. The state of California, 56,000 cases, 2,292 deaths, one of the highest levels in the country. I'm about to go to Jacksonville, Florida for the UFC. We have three shows coming up in 1 week. There's a number of hotspots down there. They've placed a number of safety protocols in place. One thing I'm very happy to say, from what I'm learning, from what I read on the internet today that's being released, even before I got it, the good thing is, Sammy and TJ, is that we're all getting tested when we land. I'm going to go in a day early on Thursday. We'll get not the antibody test, which I'm sure will be given, I understand, during the week at some points, but the swab test, you know, right up there. Get it done, sequester for 24 hours, have the results back on Friday night. Everybody's clean. Everybody goes to work. Practice safe distancing, mask, gloves, everything being worn. Everybody being checked for temperatures going in. All the possible protocol that can be put in place. My table will be away from everybody. I'll be distanced from everybody. I'll have a mask on, the whole nine yards. And, of course, going in the octagon to do my thing. But the comfort zone for me is knowing that when everybody landed that they got swab tested, so we know that for that period of time, everybody is sequestered, goes into the arena, and we should all be just fine. Thank you, UFC, for putting these in place.
I have a question, Bruce. Yeah. So when you officiate from the octagon...
Not officiate, announce.
Announce. Okay. To me, officiate is announcing. Forgive me. When you announce from the octagon, will you have to wear your mask, or will you be able to take it off?
No, I've got to take it off walking in the octagon.
Okay, gotcha.
But then you might wonder, you know, the way I announce, I'm all over the place. I get all the octagon. I'll be practicing announcing safe distancing in the octagon, still bringing the fire, still bringing the heat. There's not going to be an audience, and I'm perfectly at home, you know, looking into the eyes and the faces of the great female and male warriors that are going to put their blood, sweat, and tears on the line Saturday night and next Wednesday night and the Saturday after that. Three shows, Sammy, 10 days in a hotel room.
Wow.
Yay.
And then also in Florida, where, you know, there are, like you said, all those hot spots. Now, how far are you going to be from a hot spot?
They have one really bad hot spot down there that's really bad, but this is not in the county that I'm going to. I checked the ratings, and in the Jacksonville area, sure, of course, there's cases, but it's not these couple of major hot spots that I've been reading about down there. But the bottom line is, it doesn't matter.
Hey, Bruce, I'm a little bit worried for you just to take that dang swab test. They like tickle your brain. That doesn't sound like a fun time.
Well, you know, what can I say? Let's see how my brain reacts. And, you know, I don't know what to say, guys. Kristen had it done. My godson, Henry, had it done.
Oh, they had it done.
They
okay.
were fine. Yeah, they had it done. I mean, you definitely feel it. I mean, look.
Sure.
It's like when I look at a long needle that's about to be stuck into me, okay, for something. Just get it done.
I have a question. So you guys know I was having like some breathing issues, which
I was going to ask you about that.
Okay. So I still have them. Nothing much has changed. They've diminished slightly, but it's still there if I take like a hearty breath, whatever. I'm fine. I haven't infected my two roommates. Everybody seems to be, my four cats, everybody's healthy. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Even still, they have the COVID.org website that everyone's sending around and texting around where you can register to get a test. And it's one of the mobile test sites. So you pre-register and then they give you an appointment time. So I actually have an appointment time tomorrow in the morning. My question is, and it didn't really say, I just made the appointment and I'm gonna go. So I do not believe it's the antibody test. I believe it's just the straight, like you said, a swab test. I heard from one of my friends that they don't administer it to you. You administer it to yourself in your car. No. My question is, are we expected to stick a swab up our own noses?
No.
Okay.
My immediate reaction to that is, number one,
it's never going to happen. I cannot hurt myself. I can't do
No. First off, it has to be administered by a medical health professional. Okay. They are trying to create, and there have been kits created for home testing, right? But they haven't been approved by the FDA yet. To my knowledge, I think there was one antibody test that's about to be approved for home testing, which is where you just prick the finger. Just like my friend who owns a company called Bavera, an FDA formulated laboratory is also making USA made antibody test kits, which I've already.
That's what I want.
You want the swab test. You want the swab test because the swab test, don't get scared. That'd be like me freaking out when I land.
No. I'm not. Here's the thing. I'm not worried about it. But from what I heard in these car drive-by things, you administer your own thing. They don't return, do it to you.
No.
Okay.
No. How many people are going to be able to administer a swab test knowing how far to put up their brain?
My question is, what is it they're fucking doing in these cars? I don't know what kind of test I signed up for tomorrow, but I apparently signed up for something.
It's one of two choices. You're either going to drive through and have the swab test performed on you by a health professional. You're either going to drive through and have an antibody test performed on you by a health professional. Yes, it will be done with you in your car. You don't get out of your car. Maybe that's where the confusion lies. You definitely get tested in your car, but it cannot be up to you to test yourself. I don't see how that possibly can happen because one little mistake on a layman's error, like us laymen's, doesn't work. Medical professional. You'll be in your car, whoop, or they'll take blood out of your arm for an antibody test, and you'll get the results back later.
Okay.
So let us know when you let us know what happened, but get the test, get it done.
I know, I understand, but I don't think that me getting a general test to see if I have it is applicable because I don't feel I've had the same quote symptoms for 8 weeks.
Then for sure.
Am I actively sick? I don't think so. Maybe
learn.
Exposed to it a long time ago, potentially. So all I really care about is seeing if I have an antibody.
Sammy, bottom line, take the test, get a feeling of confidence that you're okay. No matter what, it'll make you feel better. And if the test comes out, God forbid, positive, then you got to do what you have to do.
Yeah, no, don't worry.
Okay, so get it done. Get it done. Just bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, the world, people are saying, I know the states are opening now and allowing, they're talking about a California phase two is going to start happening around the 15th. Retail stores will start opening up. I think phase three involves gyms and restaurants and such. We'll find out with Atlanta, with the Georgia opening, Texas opening, Florida opening. Obviously, everybody's sitting back waiting to see if this is too soon. Is there going to be another surge in the next coming weeks or months? We remains to be seen. But, you know, everybody's crying to get back to some normalcy. And still a number of people are not practicing safe distancing, are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And they have to do it. I have to say this every show until we're told that we don't have to do it, which is going to be, let's face it, possibly months, possibly 2 years. We don't know. We don't know. So let's prepare for it and stick to the guns and help, you know, together battling this thing. The UK now has the highest number of confirmed COVID-19 deaths in Europe and the second highest in the world. They're still jumping. 32,000 plus deaths involving COVID-19, which now surpasses the total in Italy, which topped out at around 29,000. So this is still a very active thing happening, folks. And that's all I'm going to say on that, because if you don't get it by now, the listeners out there amongst ourselves in the studios, our individual studios, we're never going to get it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't get it by now, you're never going to get it. So get it. Okay. Bottom line.
You mean understand it, not get COVID-19.
Understand it. Well, get it. Yeah. Well, understand it. Get it. However you want to word it. I think I'm making my point clear. Understand it. Right. Understand it.
Right.
Understand it.
I'm That's just all. I like for a brief moment, I'm hearing you say, well, if you haven't gotten it by now, you're not going to get it.
Which, no, that's not what I'm
saying. I'm like, might want to choose those words a little bit differently.
Yeah, I might want to change that verbality. Okay, now, Lufthansa, I'm going to show you, the airlines. I'm about to fly the airlines, and LAX reported being a bit of a ghost town, 95% empty. I think that's changing daily as airlines are starting to spike up and spark up a little bit again. But you might wonder if the airlines aren't flying, if people aren't in the airplanes flying, are these airlines making money? Obviously, they're not. Are they losing money? Yes, they are. I'm going to give you an example. Lufthansa, which happens to be like the largest airline in the world. Okay, they're actually trying to do everything they can in talks with the government to get a rescue deal. They're the leading global airline group, right? They just had their first meeting on Tuesday. They lost $1.2 billion in the first quarter, and they're basically losing $1 million a day. So you have to ask yourself, how long can people stay open? You know, how long can we happen? This is the case in point for a number of different places. Another thing that was affected economically speaking, Gold's Gym, the gym I love to go to, they have filed for bankruptcy. They've closed 32 locations due to the COVID-19 crisis. One of the reasons for bankruptcy is always a form of reorganization, and this is because they closed 32 locations. Will they go out of business? Probably not, but they're suffering too, just like anybody else. Now, the big question coming up too, and I know, Sammy, you're going to have your feelings on this because you're a vegan, but people do eat meat.
Vegetarian,
pardon me. People do eat meat. There's all these problems with the meat plants, people being close in. Tyson Foods, some over 300 people, if I'm not mistaken, have been affected at one of their plants. Wendy's, the fast food place, they are now going to, it's not a matter of where's the beef. What they're going to do is they're actually taking burgers off the menu. I guess
off the menu?
Yeah, they're taking the burgers off the menu. The reason why, in their opinion, there's lots of slaughterhouses, like I said, and meatpacking plants that are starting to have issues.
We've been talking about Tyson for the last like 2 or 3 weeks, I think.
I know, but it's getting worse and worse. Yeah. And the layoffs, the government's shutting them down out of precaution to prevent spreading the disease. Their whole saying back was, beef, beef, beef. But now they're going to basically stick to chicken sandwiches, their Frosties, their baked potatoes, their chili. And the burgers are off the menu. I was never a fan of Wendy's hamburgers, but that's just another example economically of what is going on.
I like their stuffed baked potatoes, so that's okay for me.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, stuffed baked potatoes are great, no question. Royal Caribbean Cruises, right? They're being sued by members over this whole COVID-19 situation. And the people are saying that they screwed their employees, total disregard for their health. So now what turns around is they're getting sued by their employees, which probably would be potentially a class action suit. This is not the first. There's going to be many more of these to come.
This is the cruise line?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Yep, the cruise line.
So, and it was just for, being put in harm's way at work? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you have to figure that's the case. Hmm. Put in harm's way at work. However they're lining these things out. It's crazy. Now, in the midst of all this COVID-19 stuff that we're going through, have you guys heard about the deadly hornets?
Oh, yeah. The murder hornets. Yeah.
The murder hornets. Yeah. Touching down in North America. I think they're up pretty much in the state of Washington. These hornets, insects are brutal, man. These hornets actually go in and they bite the heads off of the bees.
Right.
Right?
And then they you see what they do brutal. With the rest of the body? With the rest of the body, they feed the thorax to their young?
Yep.
Gross.
Yep. Nothing goes to waste. Nothing goes to waste. And they find that these hornets, they say that they kill people too. They say up to 50 people get stung by them and die each and every year. Their venom is so, it's like hot metal going through your skin. And here's the crazy part. Have you seen a picture of these things? They can get up to 2 inches long. They look like something out of a horror movie. Yeah, it's crazy. If you ever see it, you should take a look at this thing, Sammy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them in real life. I don't want to see them on the internet.
Like, when you see the photo and see how big they are, they look like they're toys. I'm not even kidding you.
Yeah, they look like they're toys, but here's the thing. The scientists that are tracking them, what they plan to do is they plan to use, like, radio frequency identification tags. They're going to tag the insects, track where they go. Hopefully, they'll lead to the nest so they can destroy and take out entire colonies at one time. Oh, how the hell do you put a tracking device on a hornet?
Wow.
Think about that. That's crazy.
No, I mean, they're big enough to put a tracking device on, you know? Like, what? Have you seen the video where the one guy, like, voluntarily gets stung?
No.
And look it up. It's terrifying.
What do you mean it's terrifying? What does he do?
He's in, like, immense amounts of pain.
Is it like getting tased?
Yeah, it's like hot metal. I mean, I don't know about, I guess similar in some respects, but hot metal going through your veins.
Okay? I've definitely seen people get tased that don't ham it up as much for the camera as this guy does. And I'm saying ham it up, meaning like have a reaction. Like, I'm not trying to, you know, devalue what he's saying is real, but I've seen people get tased and move on about their day quicker than this guy, you know, get stung and move on about his.
Hey, he's enjoying trying to be relevant. Okay.
I don't think he enjoys trying to be relevant. He was already relevant before this. Like, he didn't become famous or quote unquote get his 15 minutes because of this. This is something that he did in addition to. So, yeah.
Okay. So we'll put him under the, because I didn't have anything for stupid is as stupid does. That's a good one. So I'll put it in there. No problem. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's stupid or stupid does, Bruce. I think he's like trying to educating people.
Well, if he's educating or he's finding out a reasoning, if it's that kind of a thing, then good. If he's just doing it to say, hey, I got stung and how it's going to be, that's stupid as a stupid does. I hope it's not the case. I hope he's doing it to find something to help people with the situation. So if I'm off on that, I'm just saying I don't know the exact full story. Do you want to correct me or leave it at that?
I don't think I need to correct you. No.
Hey, have you guys gotten down to the ocean?
Here. I want to correct you. Here.
Thank you. All right, we're being corrected.
I'm correcting you.
Thanks, Sammy. I appreciate the punch. All right, Sammy, we're gonna get FDA non-approval. You keep that up, but I'm sure they're enjoying it. Okay. Now, have you guys, you've seen about the ocean. You know, the thing is, the funny thing with the COVID-19, everything that's been happening, the Earth is actually saying thank you. The air is cleaner. The waters are cleaner. You go down to the Venice canals here, they're cleaner. That are some of the dirtiest canals in the world with everything going on. This has all happened in a matter of 2 or 3 months, which makes you think. But there's another thing. They are pulling plastic out of the ocean like there's no tomorrow. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. But certain things are benefiting by this. Have you seen the luminescent ocean, or what they call bioluminescent waves, you know, on the beaches that have been closed? Have you seen the videos of this?
Mm-mm.
And all the fish and the shark? You haven't seen this, TJ?
Mm-mm.
So all the fish, the sharks, the dolphins, there's a thing called red tide that comes in. Okay, when it's algae rich and everything else, the oceans are cleaner now as a result of a lot of things. A lot of algae, a lot of everything. We've had a huge run of what we call the red tide, or in this case, we'll call them bioluminescent waves. And my friend and I went out and looked at the waves standing on the hill here near my house the other day. And man, when they break, they're luminescent, lighting up the water. You can actually see fish if you go out into the water when whales come to the top, or again, you know, rays, manta rays, sharks, whatever, they illuminate as they hit the top and in many ways. Pretty wild. Pretty wild. And now people are flocking to the beach. I was watching one poor officer telling people they had to move their cars. Every time he got 6 cars to move in front of him, as he's moving forward, tell people to move their cars off the side of the beach road, 3 more parked behind him. That guy had a long night. That's all I can tell you. A very long night. Check it out. It's a pretty amazing thing to see. It's kind of like seeing one of those eclipses that you might get to see once in many, many, many years.
What is Sam doing?
Sam, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing, Sam?
Yeah, what are you doing? Oh, we killed
her. If you can't say it, don't say it.
I have a feeling like I know what she's doing.
I thought you weren't on me.
Yeah.
No, I have a camera on you all the time. Like, you're in the auxiliary feed. It wasn't on, like, the feed for everybody else.
Good.
Were you leaning to your left and kissing a cat?
Wait, is this because
the attention to me? I was trying to secretly do something.
Is it Taco Tuesday and you're downing tequila, or are you smoking something?
I was smoking something.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, you smoked on the show before. It's your house. You can do what you want.
No, well, I mean, you know. Okay, well, then I'll go back to it.
There you go. Just enjoy yourself. It's your house, babe. Okay. We're over here and you're over there, so it's all good.
That's true.
No second hand.
I thought she was exiting the frame to, like, give her cat a kiss or something. I don't know what was going on.
There we go. Okay. All right. All right. So getting back to this, guys, let's go into a couple of things. I'm going to talk about the big UFC show that's happening this weekend. But Sammy, got a story here right up your alley, right up your alley. Not that you're an exotic dancer or anything, but now people in their businesses are trying to survive, trying to deal with what they can when their businesses are deemed non-essential. The Lucky Devil Lounge in Oregon's come up with another innovative, fun, and what they claim is a sexy idea to help keep incoming customers. They're a strip club, okay, during the pandemic. So what they've done is, this guy owns two strip clubs in Portland, Oregon, right? They've both been deemed non-essential, all right? They were ordered to close due to the COVID-19 virus. Okay, so last week, he's been judging requests, and he prepared another weekend, okay? And what he's doing is, it's like a drive-through food to go version of his club, the Lucky Devil Lounge, and the lines are around the block. People are driving up to create, he's creating income, and it's a mandated, it's a shelter-in-place order. The dancers began working as delivery people, with the security guards driving them as drivers, you know, and doing all this kind of stuff to still provide whatever. So the new drive-through works like this. You pay $30 in, or you can order any food off the menu. Once inside the tent, you're greeted to a full show from a group of masked exotic dancers. They do one or two songs for each car that comes in. Then they send your way on your way with the food that they're serving. And there's tip buckets inside. And the dancers have devices which are used to collect trash, okay, but allows them to collect tips from a distance. I assume that might be one of those grabbing devices, maybe, that they could pull the money out of the hands as they do their dancing. And that's it. It's actually
grabbing the device. Down.
What's that?
A grabbing device?
You yeah,
like, you like know, one of those little claws?
Yeah, the claws. The claws is what I'm assuming it is. And now, because of this, the original food delivery program they had to provide income for themselves, now, of course, they're making tons more money. So they have a nonstop line of cars completely around the lot all Saturday night, right? And there you go. I guess that's being inventive. What do you think, Sammy?
Well, I'm a little confused. Does the car drive into a tent equation, and then that car is shrouded by a tent, and the girl offers some type of iPad menu of food? Doesn't it take a long time to get the food? Doesn't that mean people are in their cars a long time in a line? I'm confused.
You know what, Sammy? I think, like most of these order places, you order ahead of time, right? Yeah. Okay. And then you order, the food is ready. I've done this a couple times with a sushi restaurant. Yeah, okay. It's to go. Yeah, no, you're going in. Well, first off, that might not be the case because, yes, you do pay $30 to enter, like a fee to enter a strip club. And once you're inside, then you order any food item you want.
That's going to take 20, 30 minutes.
So there's 20, 30 minutes potentially of dancing and tips to go on. And therefore, the lines are around the block.
Is it hot in this tent? What's the degrees in Portland, Oregon? Is it warm there?
You're in your car, so you have air conditioning.
All right,
about the poor strippers who are forced to wear masks.
All right, here's a picture I found. The cars drive in. There's a security gate in between the car and the stage. Looks like at least about 6 feet. She's on a stage. I'm looking at this picture. There's a pole going up the stage to do her dancing, and she is holding one of those devices with the little clip, the claw. And they show her picking up something from the car. Okay, so she's dancing, picking up her tips. I guess everybody got to make money, Sammy. Everybody's got to do something. I have close friends of mine that are in the travel industry, right, that sell like travel packages and stuff. We're making tons and tons of money. You know, you go into these meetings for timeshares and travel packages and all. Nothing. Having the biggest point of their lives. No business. This is so true. So many different businesses. So some people can find a way to bring money into their company. So be it. Let's go on to a little sports talk here, and we're going to get into some UFC talk. My sincere best wishes, condolences, and feelings go out to the family of Don Shula, the great NFL coach who has passed away at 90 years old. He's a legend. And TJ, you know, I'm correct in saying the Miami Dolphins are the only ones in the NFL history that have ever had an undefeated season.
Well, technically.
As a pro. Technically.
I mean, Bill Belichick had an undefeated regular season.
Yeah, but this is a season all the way through to winning the Super Bowl. I'm talking about all the way through to win the whole
nine. Your playoff wins count as overall wins as a coach in the NFL? Because they don't in playoff baseball.
Well, let's just talk football. What's been said about him, they won from game one to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. No other team has ever done that in the history of the NFL. So for that, he's known. He's also known to be the great coach that he was. Now, getting back to the NFL is canceling, as many people are canceling. The NFL is canceling the international games. There's going to be no games in Mexico. There's going to be no games in London. Roger Goodell's put a stop to that. They're supposed to be announcing, I think, towards the end of this month or May 9th, if I'm not mistaken, the NFL schedule that is going to be put into effect.
Yeah, it's the end of this week.
It is the end of this week? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. The end of this week, they're going to announce the schedule.
Right. All right, so the end of this week, the schedule gets announced. One interesting thing that came out about this, you know, a lot of corporations and CEOs are taking big money during this time, especially while they're watching the show and Sammy showing us her current form and figure. Sammy. All right, Sammy.
So I guess talking. What are you saying?
Is this like a drive-through podcast right now? Okay. Everybody, Sammy's PayPal. I'll give you her address.
Go ahead and send it. This is for free. This is a perk of them listening to you.
TJ's got a big smile on his face. He's enjoying this.
Watching.
Yeah. He's enjoying watching.
No.
They look really good in clothes.
Sammy, I'm so happy you're happy with yourself because that's where it all starts, right?
Thank you.
Happy with yourself, make everybody else happy.
What am I doing with myself for a living?
All right, Sammy, anything more than that, we're going to have an issue with some of the watchers. They're going to think this is like It's Time Hulu.
Oh, no. I'm just making sure they're still there.
They're still there, honey. Okay, the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, he's volunteered. This man, get this.
Goodell.
This man
makes, Goodell, by the way, Goodell. Not Goodell.
I know, I say that right.
Not Jane's husband.
Right. Goodell, he makes up to $40 million a year, okay? And people have questioned about his making up to $40 million a year in the past. Bottom line is, one thing that's good is that he is now going to forego his salary. He's reducing his salary to zero. He's not taking any money during the coronavirus pandemic. I don't know how long it's going to last, but he is by far the highest paid sports league commissioner. Adam Silver of the NBA.
The most hated, too, by the way.
What's that?
He's the most hated, too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell. No one likes Roger Goodell.
It seems that that's the case when you read about all this, but the NBA's Adam Silver and Major League Baseball's Rob Manfred, they make somewhere around $10 million a year, right? So it doubles. He gets basically $20 million, it doubles with incentives. So a lot of money to turn away, but I'm sure he has a lot of money saved, and I really hope that's the case. But it's kind of cool to see that. I was set this thing. You remember my song with Steve Aoki? It's time.
MMA is on fire.
Yeah. Well, not that one.
No.
MMA is on fire.
No,
my microphone wasn't on fire that night. I hope that's somewhere out in the boonies, never to be seen again, but it will be. The Saskatoon Blades, the hockey team out of Canada, I was very happy to see this. You know what they play before every game to jack them up? They watch the video of Steve Aoki's and My It's Time song and listen to the song. That's their team rabble-rousing song before they go out on the ice, which, you know, thank you guys. Appreciate that. All my best to you. Call me and let me do a special recording for you. That would be a lot better. So that's pretty cool. Hey, we talk about Joe Exotic and Tiger King, you know, and all this. And we mentioned how Kevin Bacon wants to play him. Charlize Theron would be good. Another one that just came up actually might be the best choice overall is Nicolas Cage.
To play who?
Joe Exotic. Tiger King.
No, Nicolas Cage can't be Joe Exotic.
You don't think you could pull that off?
Nicolas Cage has more of an opportunity to be the documentarian, like filmmaker, than Joe Exotic.
He's played some crazy roles in his life, TJ.
I like your Charlize Theron suggestion. Oh. I think she'd be great.
I think she would be great.
Yeah.
Period. I think Kevin Bacon would be great, too.
Nicolas Cage should play the guy who has no legs.
Yeah, he'd be good at that, too. Nicolas Cage is such an offbeat and excellent actor.
There's a reason you guys are not casting agents.
No, of course we're not. We're talking.
Yeah, of course. I mean, here we are. Look at us.
Talking. All right, let's see what happens to that movie. Another movie, too. Tom Cruise and Elon Musk are getting together, and we know how crazy Elon Musk could be, you know, with the SpaceX rocket company and everything else. They're talking about making an adventure movie in conjunction with NASA. It will be a narrative feature film, but it will be actually shot in outer space. First time ever to be shot in outer space.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. You know, I mean, that's, we know Cruise has a tendency to risk his personal safety for things, but you want to talk about, just like this weekend, the first sports show put on, you know, in a while, except for what the WWE did. It's kind of like, okay, we're all kind of like guinea piggy into a test case here, which I'm sure will work out great with everything put in place. But I couldn't even imagine being the first one to go film a movie in space, but I could definitely see Tom Cruise being the actor wanting to film.
You can't imagine it, but I bet you'd do it in a heartbeat, Buff.
I would. Of course I would. In a heartbeat. I definitely would. You know, speaking about space, you could actually buy, there's a 30-pound piece, a 30-pound piece of the moon, 30-pound rock piece or moon rock. It's up for sale, okay?
Really?
This is one of the rocks that the Apollo astronauts brought back to Earth, right?
30 so, pounds.
30 pounds. How much do you think this is going to go for?
$5 million.
Sammy?
$3.5 million.
Okay, you're both over. They predict in the neighborhood of $2.5 million, but it'll remain to be seen. It could easily reach $3 to $5 million.
Eddie Bravo correct. Probably wants it to like do some scientific testing on to see if it's really like not just granite that you found somewhere in a gravel pit.
God knows what Eddie Bravo wants to find out, but we all have to respect Eddie Bravo's theories of life, that's for sure. Let's talk about the UFC. This, Sammy, I don't know if you've seen the card, but Saturday, let me just lay it out for you. We all know people are starving for sports. Yes, the WWE had a show a few weeks ago. Yes, there's going to be some Japanese baseball shown on ESPN, I'm reading. But there is no football. There is no baseball. There is no basketball. There's none of the major sports really happening. UFC is going to come on. Just like Dana White said, there could be three sports being played in other corners. The fight breaks out. Everybody goes to watch the fight. You're going to have 3.5 hours of prelims on ESPN regular channel, starting at like around 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time Saturday. Ratings going in, plugging the pay-per-view to be purchased. Pay-per-view starts around 7 p.m. or 8, whenever it starts. With that happening, TJ, Sammy, TJ, you've got a better handle on this to a degree. Sam, I'm sure you too. Do you think, and I asked before, but now days closer, do you think this is going to be one of the top 10 watched sporting events in history? Or do you think it could be the largest watched sporting event in history?
No. It's still behind a paywall. Unemployment's right. Close to 40%. I don't think so.
I think the $60 tag is very difficult when people
it
are
is.
Probably
it is.
Having trouble. It's going to be an issue there.
I think
it's going to do over 2 million buys. I will tell you that. I think so.
Do you think it will do more than its like highest grossing show?
I think it has the potential.
No. Only because people are starved and they haven't spent any extracurricular money on any extracurricular events.
DoorDash. That's where everybody's money has gone to.
DoorDash. Let
me say, because before you get too far away, I think that this will be the most viewed preliminaries in the history of the UFC.
Yeah,
will it be the biggest pay-per-view? No. Simply because I just don't think a lot of people have a lot of money right now.
I'm going to go with you in the pay-per-view because there's another reason the pay-per-view could or could not be the biggest. And hear this point out. We are in a time where people do not gather 10 and 20 into a room sharing the pizza and sharing the pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If people are really dying to watch this pay-per-view with this amazing card that we have here, Tony Ferguson, Justin Gaethje for the championship, Henry Cejudo against Dominic Cruz for the championship, Francis Ngannou against Jairzinho Rozenstruik for the, you know, three rounds of heavyweight action.
Strike,
Jeremy, you know how I am, TJ, I'll get the show. Jeremy Stevens, Calvin Kattar, Greg Hardy come in. That's just the main card. Donald Cerrone and Anthony Pettis to wind out the undercard. Fabricio Verdum's coming back.
Let me finish.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Uriah Hall, Jacare Souza. Okay, I want to just finish one thought, then please go ahead. Yes, the pay-per-view, they're not 20, 10 people in a room sharing the pizza and the pay-per-view. If people love the UFC and they can squeeze together their money, you're going to have situations here where people that are normally with other people are going to buy it on their own. That could raise the differential of who can't afford it.
I agree with you. That's a very good point.
Now, the other thing is that on ESPN, worldwide, I will predict easily over a 10 share, over 10 million people at some point, possibly up to 20 million people watching this prelim fights. When it gets an Anthony Pettis and Donald Cerrone, that's going to spike like crazy, if not before. So I don't think we know, but I don't think we do know, and we will wait
to see.
You're
talking Super Bowl numbers, Bruce. That's Super Bowl numbers.
Yeah, I am.
People don't watch TV like that.
No, it's a different time. I don't know. No way.
And a different time dictates any kind of result. Your prediction, my prediction, anybody's prediction.
I'd be willing to put a $100 bet on the fact that the UFC will not do over 10 million views on ESPN.
$50. You got it. Gentlemen, bet. You want to do that?
$100. Come on. $100.
All right. Five, Sammy?
Yeah, I'll go in five.
The bet is, will it hit 10 million at any point during the prelims? And will it, like in the Ultimate Fighter, when we went from 5 to 12.5 million people watching Forrest Griffin and Stephen Bonner go at it. Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
No.
$50, TJ?
$100.
Okay, wait, Sammy. I have a question.
Sammy, how much? How much?
I'll do 10 if you guys do 100.
Okay, you got 10.
I'll do it relative. Okay, but here's my question. Is it aggregated number or is it the number at any one time?
At any one time, if it hits over 10 million, I win. Okay. Any one time. That's the way pay-per-views, that's the way these ratings work. If you look at when Japan had their big three shows in one night on New Year's Eve, or when Hoist Gracie fought the big sumo wrestler,
Akebono,
who was a natural hero, Akebono, that everybody went and over 55% of the population of Japan was watching that one fight. If you look at Forrest Griffin and Stephen Bonner, again, 12.5 million people, because people were going, hey, you got to watch this. You got to watch this. You got to watch this. People do not know UFC is going to be on or going to be calling to friends. They're sports. They're fighting. I know TJ say it. I predict it could happen. We will see. It
doesn't work that way anymore. People don't watch TV like that anymore.
Yeah, they do because they're
right now, everybody, if they're doing this correctly, is home. Okay? They're going to hear about the free sports show on ESPN.
But I hate to tell you, Bruce, not everybody is home now.
I know that.
All these idiots are outside.
I know, and they should be. I mean, you're right. Idiots. Can you say it again?
All these idiots are outside.
Yep. Thank you, idiots. Because you know what? We got to take care of ourselves here. Look, you can think all you want. Okay.
Do you know how many people have cable in the U.S.?
How many?
53 million.
That's
so So you're expecting almost half of them to be watching the ESPN.
Expecting over a 20% share.
You said 20 million.
I said 10 million.
10 million.
He said 10 million.
Okay, so you expect roughly a quarter, a little under a quarter of the people in the U.S.
that have
cable.
At some point, somebody in that household could be turning on and watching. You know what, guys? I said what I said, and if it's less, it is, and I have no problem with that because I'm happy just to be doing a show, and I'm happy to see the safety protocol things put in place by Dana and every power.
I'm incredibly excited. I hope you're right, Bruce. I hope you're right.
I'm just embracing it.
Yeah,
I am so sick and tired of waking up every day and watching the friggin' negative news we have to watch and the reality of the shit that's going on and looking at people's texts who normally text positive, beautiful notes, now texting this person died, that person died, this died.
Come on now.
Let's have some friggin' positivity here.
No people that were tweeting nothing but positive things all of a sudden started tweeting negative things. They've just always been tweeting negative things. Everyone's negative.
Everyone's negative, but I have a couple of personal friends had a conversation, one I won't go into it today, like, why are you just, and they're actually depressed. You know,
I think it's a lot of people. Sam's got something.
Yeah.
I have a question. For the UFC protocols, is it open to the public? Okay, that was my question.
No. Yeah. I am going to be in an empty arena. There could be media people there, of course. Everybody in that place, from what I'm being told and reading, is to be swab tested, okay? Then that's fine when we arrive, but we have to stay sequestered and quarantined. Me, I'm going to be in a hotel room for 10 days, okay? That sounds like a lot of fun to some people, right? Here's what I'm doing. The maid does not enter my room for 10 days, okay? I'm by myself. It's not like I can't sleep on the same sheets for 10 days. I have everything else with me, wipes, Lysol, whatever I can bring to disinfect the room, like my own maid, like I do here. Okay. I've gotten really good at cleaning laundry. I've become great at laundry. Let me tell you, Sammy, great at even cleaning the house. I can do that in a hotel room. I could have the maids drop the towels off to me or go out in the hallway with a mask and do what I do occasionally. No offense. I'll take my own towels. Okay. Room service delivered at the door. I don't even want to sign for it. You know, just put it on my room. And I have other things.
Okay, but hold on. So your room service comes with a tin covering over your food,
which will be wiped off before I even touch it.
Okay.
I have to.
I get it.
Wipes are hard enough to find. I've got two little containers, and hopefully my 50 or 60 wipes I have are going to last me for the 10 days I'm there.
I was just going to say, if I had known you had disinfectant wipes, I would have said, let's do this bet for like two cartons of Clorox wipes or whatever. Sam, what are you doing over there?
Where those disinfectant wipes come from? They come from the guy that I gave the shotgun shells to, Sammy. Nobody's listening to us right now. They're just looking at you.
Nobody's looking at
TJ.
Me.
TJ's got the camera position properly.
They're listening. Your
face. I'm not.
You're the director, TJ. On. You can change this.
No, I cannot. I cannot change the way that her camera is pointed. All right.
Hey, here. Listen. With all the negativity we're dealing with on a daily basis, if this strikes a little positivity into some people's minds, they enjoy their day better. Thank you, Sammy. Unless you want me to take off my shirt and start flashing around.
yes.
Hey, I'm working on my men's fitness cover. You'll see it when I'm ready.
Me too, TJ.
What am I doing with my life? What am I doing with my life?
What are you doing on the show? Guys, you want to hear a feel-good story that's kind of...
Please.
It's kind of weird, but it actually is kind of cool. Okay, you ready for this? A 5-year-old boy with $3 in his pocket, right, left his house arguing with his mother because she would not buy him a Lamborghini luxury car, right? She wanted his mother to buy him a luxury car.
Wait, like a Matchbox or?
He wanted a real Lamborghini luxury car.
Okay.
When his mother argued with him that she wouldn't buy it, he put $3 in his pocket. He got in his parents' SUV and started driving, right? And he was going to drive to California to buy a Lamborghini with the $3 in his pocket. He got pulled over by the Utah police doing 30 miles an hour on Interstate 15. Much of this policeman's crazy thing when he gets in the car and there's a 5-year-old kid in there barely holding down the brake pedal to stop the car when he stopped him. Right. Nobody was hurt. And it's up to a local prosecutor if they're going to file charges, not against the kid, but against the parents. Okay. Yeah. Who left the boy. Yep. There you go.
So now, where's the feel good story where Lamborghini said, don't worry, here's a free Lamborghini.
That's what I was hoping to see. Drop the Lamborghini on this kid's front lawn, man. Why not? I mean, that's pretty inventive. I mean, it's kind of like, yeah, you got to get mad at the kid. You got to set it straight. But it's almost like, how do you get mad at this kid?
Right.
I know, but if you give that kid a fucking Lamborghini, it's only going to reinforce bad behavior. And he's going, hey, I think I want to steal, I don't know, a safe. And then the bank is just going to give him all the cash.
All right. How about this then? How about Lamborghini reaches out to the kid and says, look, you're 5 years old. You're probably starting school next year. If at the end of, you know, whatever, your sophomore year in high school, if you have nothing but straight A's from the point, you know, you start kindergarten to the time you're a sophomore, free Lamborghini for you as long as you hold down a 4.0.
Honestly, it'd be a great, I don't know who's buying Lamborghinis right now, but I'm sure people that can afford Lamborghinis are probably still buying them right now. But I think that would be actually a really cool thing.
If you're buying Lamborghinis, you're pandemic proof. Just saying.
Hey, listen, guys, did you happen to see on my Instagram or TMZ or Sammy was on Channel 9 News here in L.A. last Thursday what I did for the Manhattan Beach Police Department?
Yes, it was wonderful. You fed them with your favorite pizzeria food.
Yeah, my favorite pizzeria in the country is Grimaldi's. We know that. And I did the special for the Grimaldi's Pizzeria. 40 restaurants across the country, made the Brooklyn Bridge famous in New York. Check it out here in L.A. and El Segundo. But I went down there where they're selling the buffer bundles and all, and they had 30 officers changing shifts. And it was really cool because Henry and Rupert and Kristen came with me. Great experience for the kids to see it. We were all safe and masked and social distancing. All the officers that could come out from their shifts waiting for me, wanting me. But what they wanted was not just the food, which they loved. I brought them the cannolis, the fresh cheesecake, over 10 pizzas. I mean, they were filled and happy. But they wanted me to do one of my things for them because, quite frankly, morale is down. Okay.
Can I say, I have to cut you off. Yeah. That was my favorite part of looking at the video that you had posted, because you did your announcing. You're like, in this corner, yeah, it's COVID-19. And in this corner, and you like introduced like the entire department. It was so, yeah, it was so amazing, Bruce. And I can only imagine how honored and grateful they were that you took the time to go do that. It probably meant a lot to them.
It meant a lot to them. And I, you know, Captain Tim Hagman from Manhattan Beach PD, you know, was really great. Everybody was great. It was great. And then when I was doing that and then elbowing the officers and everything, they were so appreciative. But the boys, for the boys to see that, to pay it forward, because I'm all about, as you know, Sammy and TJ, I'm all about paying it forward. So little something, you know, whatever it was, it doesn't matter, $1,000 of the food, whatever. These guys, it's the first responders, man. It's the first responders. If I could do that for everybody, even all the police departments and fire departments, and it's not going to be the last time I do this. I don't need to publicize it every time. I do stuff on my own. This one was cool. It got out there, and people appreciated it, too. They liked it. It actually got more reach and more views than almost any post I've ever put up, which
That's
was
great.
Nice.
You know what else I think is really important when you do these so-called random acts of kindness, especially for a group of people, you don't realize how that affects them and their daily life from that point forward, and how, wow, man, Bruce Buffer just did this for us. I think I'm going to pay that lady's groceries and the line behind me, or I think I'm going to help that guy with his flat tire or whatever. Like, when someone does a kind gesture for you, you just touch 30 people who already do the most selfless, heroistic thing possible. But then I guarantee you, they went out of their way to do just a random thing for someone. And then that person. So you actually started this entire wave of goodwill.
It's infectious. Doing good things are infectious.
I like to do that, and it was nice for TMZ to cover it and bring it out there too. You know, it's funny when you read the comments, because like I had like 400 or 500 comments, you know, come in about it. All great comments, but there's always those two or three. Well, would it be nice if you didn't have to make a big thing out of something nice that you did? Or you know what? The bottom line is, you publicize this so, like you said, Sammy, other people see it and they get the idea to treat these first responders. Even listen, when I get a delivery, I tip very well.
I always have, but especially now.
Yeah, very well. All right. Pay it forward, folks. Good things come back. Another thing that I've been doing is Kristen and I started the special offering for graduating students for videos and audios. I got to tell you, man, we're getting tons of orders for that. People are so appreciative that they have some kind of, aside from their personal joy or whatever, some kind of oomph. Okay, and again, TJ, I know you talked about it. People do, like, for their parents. It doesn't matter. I did it for my parents. I also did it for me. We're all different. Okay, graduation happens once a year. Weddings happens, hopefully, once in a lifetime. Births happen whenever they happen. I just want to be there for everybody. We all need some good entertainment, and we all know that partial proceeds go to COVID-19 military animal and children charities, and that will continue to happen. So write me at brucebuffer.com or check out the specials for graduation. This graduation special will continue through June. I know some schools have their graduation in June, so I don't care when you notify me. It's there. I'm going to be gone for 10 days. I'll try to get videos done while I'm gone, but we've got a ton to film before I leave. So all about that. There's my little push for that. Sammy, that's pretty much it for me this week. I'm trying to think of something else, but I'm just really looking forward to this weekend and the show is going to be handled, and I want to come back safe and sound. That's all I want to do. I want to come back safe and sound.
I
want everybody to come back safe and sound. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, and I want you to come back safe and sound. Sorry, I didn't mean to just, like, throw you aside and want to tell you something else.
Safe, sound, and sane.
Yes. So I want to promote two things super quick. So in my capacity working for Penthouse, which is your favorite men's magazine, and also television networks globally, we also have a really great social media presence on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, just at Penthouse in all three places. And because we're not really in production on films right now, everything, you know, our industry as well has basically had a standstill. So in trying to come up with ideas to keep our Penthouse pets active, busy, have like little promotions that we can pay them to do for us to, you know, put a little bit of cash in their pockets, I came up with my coworker, who's the marketing and social media director of Penthouse. His name's Brandon Torres. We came up with these IG live shows. So we have various Penthouse pets hosting half hour shows that are live on Penthouse's Instagram. Everything from a cannabis cooking show to a yoga, a vinyasa flow yoga show to a Penthouse pet reading Penthouse letters from her issue to Olive Glass doing tarot card readings. And Olive was our Pet of the Year runner-up for 2018. And she's an incredible artist, a painter, but also she's got this great gift of reading tarot cards. So I thought that would be interesting as a show. And Bruce Buffer was our first guest on our tarot card show.
That was fun.
And it was so great. And your reading was spot on. She did a great job.
Yeah, she did. She actually did. I was very happy with it. Of course, I got all the good cards.
Well, what's that say? You're on a good trajectory. You've got a future.
It also means he does well in poker, too, because he always gets the good cards.
Oh, but I'm bummed.
You better believe I'm playing a lot of online poker come this next week. That's for sure. So
if anybody wants to check out Penthouse's live lineup, just, you know, follow Penthouse. And we promote a couple of days in advance what the next show is. We'll probably be doing one on Friday. Mondays and Fridays are where we've been finding a wheelhouse. And then I also wanted to throw something else at you, Bruce. So since all these big gatherings have stopped, one of the large convention type things that I personally was booked on, I don't know about you, was WonderCon and Comic-Con, which were both in San Diego, California.
Yeah.
And this year, this summer. So they canceled everything probably in March. And I'm part of a horror movie franchise called Phantasm.
Phantasm, sure.
And I was one of the stars of Phantasm 2, which was the one incarnation. There's been five movies, but it was the only one that was backed by a big movie studio and it had a massive budget, blah, 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 blah. So it was such a phenomenal experience. The only movie I've done out of 50 plus films that was fully a mainstream movie that had a premiere on Hollywood Boulevard that was mentioned in the trades, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, a couple of the people who are behind the scenes of Phantasm came up with an idea to do an online horror convention, a virtual horror con for Phantasm people. So it just happened this weekend. And if anybody wants to check out what it was, if they go to Phantasm, it's Phantasm, PhantasmCon.com. So we had, you know how people are using these live Zoom conferences to broadcast stuff and they record these like house parties and they put them online. We literally had live Q&A panels with the stars of the movie and other big horror icons with fans able to interact with them on Zoom and be a part of a panel discussion. It was very innovative and I don't think anyone's done it yet. And it was pretty cool. And I think it's kind of like the wave of where these kind of things could go.
Yeah, a lot of the virtual stuff. Absolutely. No, I agree. As a matter of fact, that's very cool because I had a really good time, Sammy, doing that. And then, you know, when I think about that, last week we talked in the show, TJ, I mentioned to you, you know, the fitness stuff and the training. And by the way, Sammy, before I get into this, I had a really good time. I encourage anybody to do that. What was the first thing I asked you? Will there be nudity on the show when I was on the show?
I was like,
I'm not comfortable doing that, but it was great to be on the show. It's very cool. And let's face it, tarot card readings are fun. They're fun. So TJ, when I talked to you last week about the Undisputed Fight Academy online kids training and stuff, did you check that out for your son?
I have not yet. It is on the to-do list, but I will.
Yeah, check it out. Again, everybody, that's at UndisputedFightAcademy.com. Or you can go to Undisputed Fight Academy on Instagram, at Undisputed Fight Academy, where the coach is there, and Coach Ladochi, they teach the online kids program. It's really important for kids to get exercise. I mean, come on, they're pent-up energy modules. And I'll tell you what I did. So they also have for adults. And Sammy, you might even enjoy this too, because we were talking about the exercise. Okay, Sammy. Am I talking to the twins, or am I talking to Sammy? So with that being said, I did her class video-wise on Sunday called Fighter Fitness Class, which is like at 11 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. It was fun, and I got a good workout. I was sweating like an animal within like 25 minutes. So I'm just encouraging everybody, if you want it, this is a wave of the future and a wave of the present. Get your exercise in. Have fun. You want to learn how to punch. You want to get good workout. Work off some aggression. Get your kids, you know, feeling like, you know, a little worn out and, you know, maybe relax a little more, whatever the case might be. Check it out. Go to UndisputedFightAcademy.com. Check out their online kids training. They have a 10-week course training starting this week. And check out the Fighter Fitness 11 o'clock online live Instagram things they do on Sunday. So check it out. Again, UndisputedFightAcademy.com. Okay, guys, I've got to get to work here. I've got a lot of stuff. I have 3 shows to prepare for. Sammy.
Dude, you know, you said maybe look a little, you know, sexy.
I said look great for the show, and you went and you look great for the show.
I'm like, I'm always like, I don't really make myself up. I'm either in a turtleneck or a fucking t-shirt. I'm like, hey, I live in LA. Let me wear a bikini.
Look, you got the pool in the backyard. You got everything. You're enjoying your life and as best you can. And Sammy, for the benefit of a lot of people that are sitting home with no interaction, no girlfriends coming over, just themselves, if not one or two other people. Look at that. You have a beautiful home, Sammy. I think everybody's very happy that you showed up in your wardrobe today. So,
yay!
TJ, what do we rate the show? We rate this PG?
Not rated.
Not rated?
I mean, if we rate it, then we probably end up in a category that doesn't get us on YouTube. So, not rated.
Not rated.
Hey, there's no nipples. Everything's covered.
Sammy's not going to get us kicked off YouTube, is she?
No. In a bikini top?
I'm kidding, Sammy. It's all good. It's all good. All right, TJ, what's up?
Typical stuff. Follow my MMA content over on Patreon, patreon.com/betweenrounds. You can get any of my MMA content wherever you get your podcast. Just do a search for Between Rounds. And what else? Follow me on Twitter, at TJ DeSantis.
Sounds good. And Sammy, real quick, how to get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah. Sam's Pajama Party on Instagram, The Single Life on Twitter, and Sammy Phillips on Facebook.
Very good. Sammy, thanks very much, honey. We'll have you on again next month, if not sooner.
Sooner. Let's do it.
Get outside. The sun's beautiful. The day is beautiful. And you're sequestered in a beautiful home. You're a lucky girl, Sammy. Enjoy yourself very much. And thanks for being on the show this week. Love you, honey.
I love you guys. I love you too.
TJ, have a great week. Take care of the fam. Next week on the road, I will do the show. We'll do a podcast from Florida. I'll have my equipment with me. It'll be a very interesting podcast. Give you an update on everything going on during this historically interesting and very exciting week ahead for UFC entertainment. With that being said, everybody, set your goals, write them down, be a role model to your sphere of influence, learn about your goals. So when you set on that path, you be the best you can be. It's the only way to be in life, folks. That means you're winning. Whether you're number one, number two, number three, just do the best you can do, be the best you can be, and prepare yourself the best you can. In everything in life, we are in a very, very interesting, hard, rough, non-predictable future right now. Stay strong, be safe, stay sane, take care of your people, do what is needed so we can all fight this thing together. We're seeing some clearness ahead, but there's a lot of work ahead to get there. So go team. When I say team, I mean everybody in the world. Go team. We have to fight this together. Okay, enough of my preaching. Have a great week, everybody. Just enjoy the heck out of yourselves and love life. But be careful, be sane, and be safe. Buffer out. See you next week.